Don't resist. Good, good, good. That's a good boy. Okay. I'm now going to move my hand from your mouth. Don't even think about screaming, dear, because it will only attract other monsters hunting for cute boys like you. Well done. Such a good boy. All right. Look, this is going to be very easy and very quick. I'm going to ask you a few questions. And trust me, it's in your best interest to answer them, because I don't want to force them out of you with hypnosis. Are you ready for the first question? That's good. Now, how does your body react to blood loss? Oh, don't be squeamish now. I have to know so that I don't accidentally hurt you. Okay, okay. That's a good boy. Now I know that I should always keep a firm grip if I drink from you while standing. Are you ready for the second question? Good. So, do you live alone? Sweetheart, you see, I only want to make sure that you get taken care of. Okay, listen up. Last question. Where do you live? Look, I don't think you really understand the purpose of my little game here. I'm not just going to leave you after I'm done. I'm gentle, and I don't want you to wake up somewhere unfamiliar if you don't remember this encounter tomorrow. Is that too hard to grasp? My God, fine. I try to be nice, but clearly you don't want this to be easy. And that's fine. That's all right. You just have to look into my eyes now. Come on, look into them. Don't be shy. Aren't they just the most beautiful shade of crimson? They truly are, aren't they? Don't they just glow enough so that you can make out my face in the darkness? Oh, are you shivering? No, don't worry, don't worry. Don't they make you want to submit to me? Nodding. That's good, that's very good. Okay, now, tell me, where do you live? That's a good boy, that's very good. Well done. Now, that wasn't too hard, was it now? Come on, I know you're frightened, but I warned you. So, sweetie, don't try to pull away from me now, because it won't work. Don't give me those eyes. I won't hurt you. Yes. Just feel as my hand strokes your cheek. I'm going to move closer to your neck now, alright? You're trembling. Will you feel better if you had something to wrap your arms around? Okay. But you have to promise me that you won't struggle. Such a good boy. Good. Okay, I'm going to kiss your neck now, sweetie. You're so good for me. So good. You let out such cute sounds. Do you enjoy this? Keep whimpering, bad. It only makes you taste so much better. Oh, your breath's weakening. Are you passing out? That is not as much as I would have liked, but we can work on that later. You can't talk, can you? That's all right. It's fine, really. I'll take you home. That's why I wanted to know, you see. So that you would have some place to be while in this state. Don't worry now, sweetie. I'll take care of you. Okay, lean on me now and try to get some sleep. Close your eyes. Yes, that's a good boy. Very good. Yes. You're waking up. No, dear, no. I'm afraid this isn't a dream. I'm actually in your room. Oh, no. Darling. I'm not here to hurt you. I was just watching over you. Well, you did pass out on me. Speaking of which, how are you feeling, my dear? Does your head hurt at all? Maybe you're a little dizzy. You were groaning as you woke up, you know. Different. I would not explain myself that way. But you aren't exactly wrong. My kind are nocturnal. While we don't need much sleep, our instincts as vampires are weakened during the day. Who you're seeing now is the way that I am when my urges aren't overpowering my mind. No, I'm not keeping you just to feed myself at night. I said that my instincts were weakened, not gone. My dominion changes steadily over the night as I become hungrier and hungrier. But if I feed on you early, you probably won't even see that side of me. Unless, of course, you want me to. Relax, cutie. If you keep blushing like that, you might become lightheaded. But the biggest reason why I watched over you was just to make sure nothing took advantage of your weakened state. You know, you made the right choice by ducking into the alley when you saw those manticores. The tone would probably be the complete opposite. You see, I don't leech off my prey without giving anything in return. At least I know the difference between protection and paranoia. But something I don't understand is why you would work at night in that part of town. Honestly, any human could disappear there as long as they're a male who doesn't watch their back. I guess in some ways society never changes. You mean you haven't even thought about asking my age? Darling, I'm flattered that you think I'm attractive, but my form isn't exactly that of a teenager. Are you one of those naughty boys who likes older women? Don't deny it now. I see the way you blush and squirm. Fine, fine. I'll believe you if you can remain firm and stoic during my little test. Ada, ada. Oh, look at that. Just one phrase, and you're covered in goosebumps and shivering. How about this? I keep you around to feed on, and in return, I keep you nice and safe. Come on. Don't you want a nice, sweet vampire mommy to hold you and tell you how much of a good boy you are? No. Don't worry now. That's it. That's it, yeah. Let mommy wrap her arms around you, okay? Let's get this blanket around both of us. That's good. So nice and small. You know, have you ever wondered why the humans that vanished are said to be alive? It's because monsters don't wish to kill you. It's because we want you. Monsters are hardwired to naturally seek out your kind. And, you know, each one has their own specific taste. What's my taste? You are, darling. The truth is that I've had my eyes on you for quite some time. I love boys like you. Admittedly, they are tricky at first. They like to keep to themselves. And when they feel nervous, they tend to close themselves off. But when they trust you, instead of locking up, they melt. Kind of like what you are doing now. See, you are trying to make heads or tails of the situation. And naturally, you press closer to me, like the good boy you are. Look into my eyes, darling. You know you want me, okay? All you have to do is agree to be my pet. And you will never have to worry about anything again. No. Good boy. Such a good boy. Hold still, okay? If you can. You know, being undead, my hands are naturally cold. So feel free to tell me if it's too cold and I'll stop. Ooh, it looks like the chill of my hands adds to the experience, does it? With every move I make, you shiver and moan into me. And your eyes continue to stare into mine. Did you forget what my eyes can do? Or perhaps you are hoping that I show you just what they can do. In that case, why should I deny my sweet boy a little demonstration, huh? Stare into my eyes, pet, okay? Yes. Concentrate. You are my pet. You live to sustain me, and in return, I will care for you. Whenever I feed off you, your fear will be replaced with arousal. As your fear fades, you will continue to feel aroused from me feeding off of you. Whenever I put my hand under your chin and say, tilt, you will tilt your head and make your neck vulnerable to me. Your neck, such a sweet thing, will be extremely sensitive to my touch and my touch alone. And finally, you will be unable to come unless I allow it. Do you understand? Oh, that's a good boy. That's a very good boy. Now, when you awaken from your trance, you will remember nothing of what I just told you. Nothing at all. Okay? Good. Now close your eyes, sweetie. And when I wake you up, you will be free. Open your eyes, honey. I did put you in a trance. You must have forgotten about it. That tends to happen from time to time. However, I am a little hungry. Tilt. Oh, good boy. You look startled. Was it your body moving on its own? Or was it a sudden jolt of pleasure that you received from listening to me? It looks like my bite mark has already healed from last night. What's wrong? Is your neck sensitive? Baby, don't try to hide anything from me. I can feel you slowly getting harder and harder the closer I get to feeling. You're throbbing. Whimper for me, Tom. Whimper. Whimper as I start to kiss your neck. What if I just dragged my fangs along your cheek, huh? I'm just trying to find the best spot. You like it whenever I tell you what I'm doing, aren't you? Every time I speak, you frop. Fine. If you want to deny it, then you wouldn't mind me just wrapping my hand around it. I won't move, but I'll feel it, okay? I can feel your pulse with my fangs. Oh, there we go, there we go. I have the spot. A much better spot than last night. I'll definitely get more tonight. Oh, sweetheart. Your cock is pulsing so hard in my hand. I can feel your pre-cum pooling. No, you don't have to be ashamed, darling. You are my good boy. And this is what mommy likes in her pets. Alright? Okay. Your heart is beating so fast. And it sends so much fresh blood my way. You taste divine. I can feel you tremble. The pleasure is so intense, isn't it? Are you going to come from me sucking your blood? Oh, such a good boy. What's that? You can't? Oh, such a shame, because I'm not done yet. It looks like I let some get away. Such a good boy. You know my fangs injected anesthetic? It's quite useful for two reasons. The first, it stops the pain and can even make it pleasurable. And the second is that it helps with my other hunger. You see, sweetheart, when my belly is full of blood, my body gets hot. And when it gets hot, I crave another type of energy. The anesthetic doubles as an aphrodisiac. And while it's not the most potent out there, it isn't the weakest by a long shot. You're starting to feel all hot and bothered as well. I suppose my hypnosis didn't help either. I didn't do much. You're still you, aren't you? All I did was make you get aroused by the idea of me sucking your blood. And it made you more sensitive. Well then, again, I also wouldn't call giving me the power to control your orgasm nothing either. Oh, don't worry, honey. I'm not cruel. I won't leave you in pain. I just want to make sure that when you come, you let out everything. Now, I think we've both had enough foreplay, don't you agree? You're leaking pre-cum like a broken faucet. And I'm slowly getting wetter and wetter. No, I'm just going to sandwich you in between my legs. And slide you in. That's it, baby. I'm just going to slowly grind against you, okay? Make sure you're nice and full by the time I orgasm. Why don't you push mommy's shirt up? Oh, do you like my breasts? Why don't you suck on them? Good boy. Oh, that's a very good boy. Now I'm going to go a little faster, okay? It must feel so intense for you. Do you want to come? Just hold on for a little longer, sweetie, okay? Hold on a little longer for mommy. It's alright. You feel so good inside of me, you know that? Can you hear your juices mix as I move? Ugh. You've stopped suckling to moan into my breasts. It's okay, baby, it's okay. I'll hold you against me. When I come, okay? You have my permission to come, okay? Goodbye, very goodbye. The noises you make are so hot. Keep moaning for me, okay? Keep moaning. That's it. That's it. You're such a goodbye for mommy. Such a goodbye. I'm getting close. I'm getting close. Come, come inside me. Goodbye. That's a very goodbye. Out inside me. Oh god, I can feel you spurting. Can feel you letting it all out. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's such a goodbye. Keep coming for me. Keep coming for mommy. How are you feeling, honey? If you want, I'll undo... Oh. You really liked it that much. You really are precious, dear. Let's get into a more comfortable position, shall we? That's it, that's it. Now just lie on my breast. Goodbye, goodbye. I'll be honest. I've been a vampire for a long time. In fact, I've been searching for the right human for well over a century. Or five, for that matter. Well, it's not like I had much of a chance in the last 4.5 centuries. Men were too full of pride to allow themselves to just melt in the arms of a woman. That's why I didn't fully enthrall you, sure. I kind of turned the odds to my favor a little, but at the end of the day, you still have your mind. And here you are, resting against my chest. Yeah, I have decided. When the time comes, I'll feed you some of my blood, and then you will become mine permanently. Do you like the sound of that? No one would be able to come between us, whether it be a person or time itself. I guess you're too tired to fully understand. I don't need sleep, but I'll watch over you and play with your hair all night long. I love you, and sweet dreams, my darling boy.